The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business looks at the SME sector here in Singapore. Over 200,000 entities in Singapore are part of this sector. It powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our people. Now, air taxis might soon be hanging over our heads as they take over Singapore skies. Beating traffic jams on the roads, that is a promising prospect. What more can be done, you reckon, to make our commute more integrated and efficient and also in traffic-congested cities? Because over the last decade, mobility's really taken a leap forward. There have been ride-hailing powerhouses coming into the fore like Grab and Uber, and Tesla and Google bringing us driverless cars. Now, Ascent is Asia's on-demand and ride-sharing helicopter platform, looking to make the world closer and more connected. Joining us are co-founders Darren Tung and Lionel Sinai-Sanelnikov. Guys, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thanks for having us.
I've got to say, though, guys, is when I talked about it to some of my colleagues around the office, that's expensive. I'm not sure normal Joe could afford it. So it is aimed at perhaps the rich. How are you making it accessible to the common man, so to speak?
So today, the flying helicopters is something quite expensive indeed. So we're talking about like $2,500 Sing dollars per an hour. So what we managed to do through our model is to reduce that up to 10 times through the ride-sharing and on-demand model. So then the addressable market is much bigger. And this is only the first phase of the democratization of this last means of transport. Our vision is to look at within 10 years when new kind of vehicles will be in the market. They'll be cheaper to operate. And then we'll be able to reduce our prices that already today are, we're starting at 180 Sing dollars for a flight.
But only 7 minutes, though, ish.
Yeah. 7 minutes, but that's the time. We make your hour trip by car, up to 2 hours trip by car, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And so the objective is within 10 years is to reduce our price even much lower, like divided by three.
That's a promising prospect. How are you doing this? What is the business model over at Ascent? Because helicopters are expensive on their own already.
Sure.
Maintenance, etc.
Right. So what we do is we sell helicopter flight by the seat and by the route. We have two types of products. We sell whether it's on schedule or on demand. So whether you fly at our time or you fly on your time. So based on that and through the routes we create within and around most congested cities like Manila, Bangkok, and Jakarta, we enable to reduce the price, accelerate the number of flights within the cities, and then it works for us. And all that through our technology.
How large is the fleet now?
The fleet right now is made up of about three dedicated helicopters. We don't own any of the helicopters. So what we do is we partner with helicopter operators, and we have the ability to move up to five helicopters based on the demand that we are seeing in the market. Based on our financial projections right now, three helicopters are sufficient. Just to add more context, a helicopter can do up to 30 flights a day, 30 short flights a day, and the flights are up to 15
minutes. Before what happens, it needs to take a breather, have some lunch.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Do a bit of maintenance.
Well, also because in the Philippines right now, you can only fly in the daytime. So, you know, the regulatory side of things is something that we are very, very close to. And that's something that we are very, very conscious of. And we work very, very close with the regulators across all the markets that we're in. So we're very respectful of that as well.
And to add on the business model side, what Ascent does at the end of the day, we bring the demand, which is growing very strongly in those cities due to urbanization, densification, globalization. And we bring that to the supply and to the ecosystem that we have created for the first time in APAC. And we're talking about bringing a supply of helicopters today of low utilization in many of the cities, as well as heliports that are as well of large infrastructure ready for that, but it's also of low utilization. So we come kind of a chief of orchestra and we coordinate the whole thing and we push it and then we bring it out our model that we talked about before, and that's how we make it happen.
Lionel, help us, the lay people who may not have very familiar understanding of helicopters and how it's all going to happen. For taxis, for example, if I want to head to the furthest point of Singapore I can think of, to the airport, hop into it, it takes me to the door. how might it work for helicopters? Not every building, say, is equipped with a helipad.
Sure. So that's, thank you for this question. So when we designed Ascent, we made it to make sure that it's a full mobility experience, right? It's almost like mobility as a service already. So there's
connectivity thereafter.
Right. So what we offer is not only the ride, right? So you go online, when you want to book your flight, you also can avail for a pickup at your location to bring you to our heliports, to the lounge where you can stay, relax, meet work, and then you can just fly to another lounge where you can relax, meet work, and then we can bring you, if you wish to your last destination. So we really worked on making it seamless as well as affordable.
Just to add on that as well, the way that we've done our analysis for helipads is we've kind of looked at it in a strategic manner, and we've looked at this thing called the amenity score. How many of the relevant amenities are there for our three target audiences, the business, the lifestyle, and the tourists, and how relevant is that for those guys? So the intention might not be for them to avail a taxi service or our first and last mile service at the end, but be able to walk to wherever they need to get to.
Give us a brief understanding of, say, other regions. Earlier you talked about how in the Philippines, helicopters can't fly at night. What about, say, other regions? Are there different regulatory requirements?
Sure. So regulation is following some international standards most of the time, but you have also some local variations or differences. So in the Philippines, for instance, for now, you can't fly at night. In the US, you can fly at night. In others, you need to have certain types of helicopters equipment, these kind of things. So that's why at this first phase of democratization, we are working hand in hand with the regulators to make sure that we bring up to speed to the scale that we are looking at, step by step. So today, in most of the countries around, you can fly during the day. Some of them you can fly at night. Some of them are specificities regarding requirement on the choppers. And so we work with them and we adapt our model locally as well.
Let's talk about the chicken and the egg type question. Which do you think came first, the demand for this kind of transportation or the genesis for Ascent? And you want to create that demand, let people know that they didn't know they had this need.
Yeah, I think we are really in the first phase of democratization of aerial vehicles, period. And for us, that starts with helicopters. As Lionel has mentioned, urban air mobility is a growing trend. And it will start with helicopters, and as it matures, maybe end with eVTOLs and beyond. So eVTOL stands for Electric Vertical Takeoff Landing Vehicles. And that has promised
to... Can they still fly forward though?
Sure,
obviously,
they can.
Right? So up, down,
yes,
and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just that it's similar to helicopters. It's just that it makes it a lot more affordable. So I think the main genesis is, where is there a huge need? And two things come to mind. The main things that we solve for are traffic congestion and traffic connectivity. So wherever there is, a significant choke point in, that's where we can be. In fact, in the Philippines, that's where a lot of the demand has come from. Finding an alternative mode of commute that will help time-sensitive business travelers or simply help anyone else on the lifestyle side and on the tourism side to experience a different mode of transport.
How's the response been so far? Are you seeing more from corporates or tourists, as Darren mentioned?
It has been quite exciting in terms of demand. Regarding the targets that we are addressing, 64% comes from the business side, which is in line with our projections. We also have people willing to experience a new mode of transport. That's what we call more the lifestyle, whether it's for occasion or just for a try to see how it is to see the sky, the earth from above, and how you can really redefine your time and get back control of your time. So on this first side, the time-sensitive people, the business community is really catching it, whether it's for airport transfers, also to move within the cities between CBDs, basically, lifestyle. And the last but not least is the tourist crowd. So people that are looking to discover the beauties of the city, the countries with different kind of light, I would say, and people also willing to access places they couldn't access another way in a really short time.
From your customers, though, what sort of feedback did they give you? Challenges they may have faced or something more they'd like to see you do for them?
So one of the biggest stories that I think I personally enjoyed a lot is when people are changing their schedules in terms of how they live and how they work to adapt to some of the published times that we have on our website. That is based off strategic times that we have done through analysis for about a year. So
Sort of 7:30 takeoff to get to your meeting on time. As
sure.
A small example.
Sure, okay. Or it could be an airport transfer,
right,
where you get there 2 hours before, an hour and a half before.
We had one comment of a customer saying that, oh my God, now I don't need to redefine my life around the traffic in the city. Mm. I can really just define my life the way I want.
Yes.
Some of them even move to where they work.
Yes.
Just to skip the traffic. it's not a problem anymore.
Singapore doesn't know that, right? But
yeah.
If you go to Manila, Jakarta, Bangkok, this is something that applies.
That's reality for them.
that is.
Yes.
Might we see the copter blades above our skies soon? Aside from the military, of course.
Yes, some initiatives are being led in Singapore. Singapore is taking a lot of initiatives regarding the smart cities. So urban air mobility is really part of this wave, I would say, to make our life better. And so Singapore is leading some initiative in this regard. We have first flights happening this year, I believe, as a test.
Trial flights.
Trial flights, yes. Organized by the regulator with a private company. And we hope to be part of that.
Just end to end, how quick might it take? 2 minutes from one end of Singapore to the other?
Five,
if a two-hour flight, a two-hour drive becomes 7 minutes.
Yeah, approximately between 5 and 8, depends.
Wow. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. When might you see it, you reckon?
So
are you hoping?
The timeline we're looking at for the full democratization, which is our objective, right? The scale. We're looking at 10 years.
Come on. Really? We have to wait that long?
I don't know if you remember that there is an image, like you can find that on the internet. When you see like 1903, you have 1,000 horse and one car in the street. And 10 years later, you have 1,000 cars and one horse in the street.
Ah.
So for sure, we're not...
So patience will pay off.
But we're not aiming at substituing the cars or the land transportation.
It's an enhancement of transportation.
Would be a complementary one.
Yeah, complementary. Ascent.flights is where you can find them. ASCENT.flights. Darren Tung and Lionel Sinai-Sanelnikov are co-founders there at Ascent Urban Air Mobility. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.